Last week we heard Archibald Lampman's poem, Heat. And so, to form a little mini-series, I'd like to read today another summer poem from the Canadian Archive, this time by New Brunswicker Bliss Carman. Carman was first cousin to Charles G.D. Roberts, and although both poets ended up leaving New Brunswick to pursue careers in Toronto and Boston, one very positive result is that they have given us some of the finest nostalgic depictions of the Maritimes. Today's poem, Low Tide on Grand Pré, was written in 1886 and contains a beautiful love story that gestures to that older, more famous love story of Grand Pré, Longfellow's Evangeline, with its dark context of the Grand Dérangement. Like that story, Carman's poem also features what one critic has called his high regard for intuitive mystical states, through which all things, even those that involve painful loss, can be kept alive in memory and in spirit. Low Tide on Grand Pré by Bliss Carman. The sun goes down, and over all these barren reaches by the tide, such unelusive glories fall, I almost dream they yet will bide until the coming of the tide. And yet I know that not for us, by any ecstasy of dream, he lingers to keep luminous a little while the grievous stream, which frets uncomforted of dream. A grievous stream that to and fro athrough the fields of Acadie goes wandering, as if to know why one beloved face should be so long from home and Acadie. Was it a year or lives ago we took the grasses in our hands and caught the summer flying low over the waving meadowlands and held it there between our hands, the while the river at our feet, a drowsy inland meadow stream, at set of sun the after heat made running gold, and in the gleam we freed our birch upon the stream. There, down along the elms at dusk, we lifted dripping blade to drift through twilight scented fine like musk, where night and gloom awhile uplift, nor sunder soul and soul adrift. And that we took into our hands spirit of life, or subtler thing, breathed on us there, and loosed the bands of death, and taught us, whispering, the secret of some wonder thing. Then all your face grew light, and seemed to hold the shadow of the sun. The evening faltered, and I deemed that time was ripe, and years had done their wheeling underneath the sun. So all desire and all regret and fear and memory were naught, one to remember or forget the keen delight our hands had caught. Morrow and yesterday were naught. The night has fallen, and the tide now and again comes drifting home along these aching barrens wide, a sigh like drifted wind or foam. In grief the flood is bursting home.